Volume 10, The Symbolic Code Number 1. September, 1954. Preparing for all-out effort. The hunting campaign launched last year initiated and heralded a new electrifying and progressive advancement of present truth. Now again, with even greater emphasis toward reaching her goal, Mount Carmel Center makes the following announcement to all faithful Davidians who will realize that this good news is perhaps nothing short of a sign. Mount Carmel Center, by commencing to first sell its success property, that the whole is symbolically leading the way to the program that is outlined by the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, in the words, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Matthew 13:44. The Lord himself is leading the way. Jesus has made it possible for you to accept his love, and in happy cooperation with him, to work under its fragrant influence. He requires you to use your possessions in unselfish service, that his plan for the salvation of souls shall be carried forward with power. He expects you to give your undivided energies to his work. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 3. Would you make your property secure? Place it in the hands that bears the nail print of the crucifixion. Retain it in your possession, and it will be your eternal loss. Give it to God, and from that moment it bears his inscription. It is sealed with his immutability. Would you enjoy your substance? Then use it for the blessing of the suffering. Testimonies, Volume 9. Pages 50, 51. I saw that if any held on their property, and did not inquire of the Lord as to their duty, he would not make duty known, and they would be permitted to keep their property, and in the time of trouble it would come up before them like a mountain to crush them, and they would try to dispose of it, but would not be able. I heard some mourn like this, the cause was languishing, God's people were starving for the truth, and we made no effort to supply the lack, now our property is useless. Oh, that we had let it go, and laid up treasure in heaven. I saw that a sacrifice did not increase, but it decreased and was consumed. I also saw that God had not required all of his people to dispose of their property at the same time, but they desired to be taught. He would teach them, in a time of need, when to sell and how much to sell. Some have been required to dispose of their property in times past to sustain the Advent cause, while others have been permitted to keep theirs until a time of need. Then, as the cause needs it, their duty is to sell. Early Writings, page 57. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 4. Volume 10, Symbolic Code, Number 1, Texas, 1954. Spiritual prosperity is closely bound up with Christian liberality. The followers of Christ should rejoice in the privilege of revealing in their lives the beneficence of their Redeemer. As they give the Lord, they have the assurance that their treasure is going before them to the heavenly comforts. Would men make their properties secure? Let them place it in the hands that bear the marks of the crucifixion. Acts of the Apostles, pages 344, 345. We see each passing day more and more that God requires his people to gladly support his cause. First by their tithes and offerings, Malachi 3:8-10, and at last by selling all, if they would enter into life eternal. He who takes part in the first of his requirements will at last with joy go all the way by selling all when God gives the command. Thus only may he joyfully buy the field with the great treasure. It now becomes very obvious that the time is short, the he who would be ready for the great super and for his eternal home will have his eyes open to truth and his heart set on his eternal welfare. God will direct him day by day. Certainly then this move could be a signpost to both Davidians and to Laodiceans that the 11th hour message is on the very verge of a final and all-out effort to reclaim the church from the hands of the enemy. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 5. Be it, therefore, known that part of Mount Carmel property is being subdivided for high-class residences beginning at the old peach orchard, near the Mount Carmel entrance. The wise do not consider it a gamble to sell all they have in order to make the kingdom their own. They know that they are getting a bargain, that such an investment will make them rich. Both the man that bought the field containing the great treasure, and the man who bought the pearl of great price sold everything they had in order to close deals. But even though it took everything, they both had enough to buy what they had set their hearts on. The wise do not consider it a gamble to sell all they have in order to make the kingdom their own. They know that they are getting a bargain, that such an investment will make them rich. Both the man that bought the field containing the great treasure, and the man who bought the pearl of great price sold everything they had in order to close deals, but even though it took everything, they both had enough to buy what they had set their hearts on. Then who knows, but the Lord, that this heart-stirring example may soon turn into a sounding alarm, and be followed by every faithful Davidian believer throughout the land. Even now, the Lord's example to raise funds by disposing of his possessions is a loud cry to every Davidian to awake to the fact that he is privileged to join the campaign with faithful tithe and offering at first and at last to swell the funds by giving everything so that the work may be finished, and the saints be gathered home. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 6. Fear of Light, Real Tragedy. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. Selected. This quotation from the Review and Herald of August 12, 154, page 15, contains more truth than fiction. In view of the obstinate fearfulness of the Seventh-day Adventist ministry toward the Shepherd's Rod message, we may well paraphrase the statement to read, "We can easily forgive a layman who is afraid of dark." The real tragedy of life is that the ministries are afraid of the light. Now, if the leading brethren would only make a practical application of this statement, by ceasing to beat the air in their fight against the Shepherd's Rod message, and stop blocking the way to keep the laity from studying the additional light to the church, how quickly the atmosphere of fear of being deceived and watch out for the rod would disappear from the whole church reform. We can be grateful to the Lord that he is now using his 11th-hour servants to penetrate the obstructive walls of fear, prejudice, and self-complacency. All are being given an opportunity to either stick with, to their eternal loss, the fear-mongering bugaboo warnings against the Lord's rod Micah 6:9, or fearlessly embrace the additional light regardless of reproach or inconvenience. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 7. Interview with Field Worker Reveals Advancement with Obstacles to Overcome. One of the field workers, who recently returned to Mount Carmel after 5 months of survey travel, has consented to give us a condensed idea of the pulse rate of the church and general attitude being that, the message, their general attitude being that, the general conference has investigated and found error, and these men, who are smarter than I am, should be able to recognize error. However, the ministry was not complacent, but greatly concerned over the inroads the rod message is making among the SDA laity, bewailing the fact that the rod is captivating some of our best members, those who are students of the Bible. The ministry were consistent in parroting the Adams brochure that the rod was teaching the Seventh-day Adventist churches Babylon. When confronted with the questions of whether they would kind show where in the rod message this statement is found, they passed the stereotyped answers, that just offhand I can't point it out, or I'll have to brush up a little more on that subject, or I have to brush up a little more on that subject, or I have an important appointment now, or some other excuse. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 8. When this field worker asked one minister if he believed the Seventh-day Adventist Church was the Laodicean Church spoken of in Revelation 3:14, he answered in the affirmative. Then he was asked who the angel of this church represented. The minister said, "The angel represented Christ." Then the field worker asked him if he was willing to apply to Christ the description of being wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked given to this angel in the book of Revelation. He still insisted the angel was Christ, closing his eyes to the truth that the angel represents the present-day Seventh-day Adventist church leadership. Apparently he would rather have Christ strong than himself. Another minister indulging a holier-and-thou-art attitude claimed that a man at Waco has no education. When asked how much formal education Sister White had, and if she was not used mightily by God, he had no ready answer, and could pursue no other course than to change the subject. In dealing with the laity, it was found, generally speaking, that those in the smaller churches were more cordial and receptive than those in the larger congregations. Since the ministry is not at and receptive to the additional truth, whereas a fairly good percentage of the laity are, this shows that the eyes of all the people have not been closed. The biggest stumbling block to the laity. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 9. Those who are accepting the message report that they are enlightened on the scripture as never before. Furthermore, they enlightened on the scriptures as never before. Furthermore, they assert that the message has given them fresh zeal and determination to come up on all points themselves, and to spread the good tidings of the kingdom to their brethren. Although the purpose of this five-month survey was primarily for investigative purposes, to obtain the lay of the land church, at the same time we can with joy report that there were decisions made for Christ, and for his additional message to the Laodiceans. The field worker, who received this cross-section view of the reactions of the church, is convinced that God will have 144,000 first fruits from his church for his kingdom. Moreover, the promises of his kingdom. Moreover, fail to materialize, the promises of his word never fail to materialize, they are all sure. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 10. Your need for certificate of fellowship. All Davidians whose certificate of fellowship has promptly expired are requested to promptly communicate their desire for renewal of the same. Those who have recently accepted the Davidian truth and are supporting the timely message and living out its principles should request the Davidian Association to send them an application blank for fellowship. A certificate of fellowship will be granted upon satisfactorily filling out the application. The applicant must be striving to be an overcomer, to be freed from sin, to keep the truth, and to continue in the race, striving not to fall, but resolving, in case he should fall, to rise again, and to press on more determined than ever to reach the goal. He must be able thus conscientiously to sign the application for fellowship. If the applicant is unable to comply in full with all the requirements of the message, then to his application he must attach a satisfactory statement of explanation. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 11. The Mailbag. Excerpts from Letters. Dear Brother and Sister Houtef, I went to the Seventh-day Adventist Church and got there a few minutes before services. The sermon was about the most rebuking I ever heard. Elder apologized for having to be so plain, as he worked it, but said the condition of the church here was alarming, and not only here, but elsewhere, that the church must be asleep, unwilling to give up tobacco, coffee, theaters, funny papers, jewelry, worldly dress, and fashions, pork and ham, dances, etc., and that there had to be a change, lest many lose out. His text was on the pearl of great price. Several weeks ago he preached on the Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 12. Need of a change of heart, a new heart, so I have written several letters. I am mailing the letters to several Seventh-day Adventist members, relative to his sermon on the need of a new and change of heart, and referred the to Ezekiel 36:22-28 when, where, and how we get that change of heart. I am also quoting Sister White from Testimonies, Volume 7, page 17, on her unfinished work, In the Kingdom, and referring them to Daniel 12:1-3, The Special Resurrection. Now I want to brief my text letter to the members around today's sermon on the alarming condition of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and refer them to Ezekiel 9 and our final cleansing in the kingdom. It seems like the Seventh-day Adventist elders are rebuking the churches for their alarming condition, and blaming the laity, but have no solution. I gave Sister my copy of your letter, which was written with my 1950 Certificate of Fellowship. I can read that letter every day, and find new courage and help in my daily devotions. And my prayer is that I be faithful and live up to all the admonition in that letter, then I will be sure of a home in God's kingdom. Sincerely, Alabama. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 13. Dear Brethren, Sabbath morning we went to church in, after several weeks of visiting the other churches in this area. Elder presented last week. The intention was the same to refute the rod, but the interpretation was surely different. He told the people that we teach the churches Babylon, and that, and the judgment of the living began in 1929. After service corrected him on these points, as we were going out the vestibule. This made some of the people angry. One brother clenched his fist and his teeth, and told that if he weren't a Christian he would punch him in the nose. He ground his teeth into the ground, and said, "I'd like to grind you into the dirt with my feet." This episode amused Elder Hiley. A Hunter, Pennsylvania. Dear Brethren, a few weeks ago at camp meeting in South Lancaster, Mass., I spoke to quite a number of church members about the rod message, and passed out a good number of tracts. Elder threatened to have the police remove me from the campground, but I persuaded him not to. We caused no disturbance whatever. I explained to Elder that I had discussed to Elder that I had discussed the Bible. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 14. And the testimonies and gave tracts to those who would accept them. I then asked if he believed in practicing religious liberty. Massachusetts. Dear Brothers and Sisters. Sisters and I returned after 39 days on a missionary trip. The Lord surely was with us, protecting us, and His Holy Spirit impressed hearts with the truth for this time, without which all our words would have been sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. We took God at His word, if you go right to work in the name of the Lord, in a humble way doing what you can to teach the truth, God will vindicate you, and everyone is required to work to the extent of his ability. Every worldly consideration should be laid aside for the glory of God. Of course it was a sacrifice on our part, and also on my husband's part, for he batched while I was gone and worked every day, and others sacrificed something also. Some of our good brothers and sisters filled our tank with gasoline, while others gave us cash which we only used for expenses, while we were gone. We had many interesting experiences, and gave 42 studies, while gone. It is not always pleasing to ourselves to live in other homes. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 15. But our Lord left His home in glory, and came down and lived with the people, where He found them. I know He often must have been homesick for home, but He could not go back until the supreme price was paid. How dare we think of our convenience at timely this? We encourage all present truth believers to send in their first and second tithes and get their certificate of fellowship and start studying the home Bible doctrine course and fit themselves to help to finish our job. I will close, and I pray we may each be found doing what He wants us to. WHENHE Soames to make up jewels. Your sister in present truth, Wyoming. Dear friends, I have been studying with one of your workers for some time. I enjoy these studies very much, and I am very thankful that I was not one who closed my door on this wonderful message. I have seen your side of the picture, and I have also seen the side which most of the ministers believe, and I am very sure that your message is of God. I therefore believe that. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 16. My tithe and offering should be used to speed this message, so I am in closing. May the Lord's blessings be with you. Yours in Christ, Pennsylvania. Editor's note, the following encouraging communications are excerpts from letters which were received from foreign lands. Mr. V.T. Houtef. Mount Carmel Center. Waco, Texas. Dear Sir. With much pleasure I write this letter to you. I went to, and there I found many SDAs. I stayed with them 3 weeks preaching unto them about the message of the 11th hour. I'm telling the truth, the whole church believed, because I brought them new interpretation. I have names and addresses of some. Send them tracts. Please try to help these thirsting souls. And they are still calling me to go and help them. We shall not perish because in the midst of the brethren, God raised a wonderful prophet to show the house of Judah their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Isaiah 58:1. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 17. Send me lectures. Send the light here in Africa. Come over and help us. I want to do the work in God's vineyard. Your faithful servant, Africa. Sir, I have the honor to announce to you that for some months I have been registered for your Bible correspondence course. Note, apparently meaning he has been on the mailing list. I will explain to you that I do not know the English language, but all the same you have sent some English lessons. The arrival of these lessons caused great impediment to the spiritual advantage. I am going to find your former student to give me some explanation, but that will not be sufficient since this lack will still keep me from getting a good understanding of the light that shines from the holy writings. I am certain and sure that for a single sinner living upon the earth, Jesus Christ would still have abandoned his glory and come upon the earth to give his life as a ransom for that one. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 18. So I beg of you to be good enough to go to the trouble of getting the lessons or books by Minister Houtef in French. I say this because the good Lord did not send the light only to the English, but for all the world. After having received this letter, your favorable response in the first or second mail will cause me much joy. Very truly yours, Africa. Dear brethren, we learned that Elder is on the island. He is going around the island showing films of Sister White and her works. The main burden of his visit, though, is to warn men and women against the Shepherd's Rod message. When we heard that he was going to be present at this church on Wednesday night, we decided to attend also. After his opening remarks, the district pastor told the people he wanted to introduce to other leaders who were present also. Then he asked, and to stand. We just remained seated, as though we were glued on the bench. When he saw this, he became angry. He told them that we are Shepherd's Rod leaders. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 19. And he wanted all of them to know us. He pointed to us and told them that we were sitting near to Sister. Everybody exclaimed and looked around. After the meeting we went up to speak with Elder. He started to tell us how we were in error. We told him that he had taken statements out of their context and read them to the people. He said that's what the statements say. I replied by saying they were unlawfully taken out of their context. I told him that the denomination's trouble was not with your statements, but with reconciling Sister White's statements with the Bible. I told him that the end of probationary time did not bring the end of probationary time. He just looked at me and said nothing. When I asked him if the end of the world means the last split second when Jesus comes, he tried to dodge it. He told me that I would have to acknowledge that the main theme of our teachings is the literal slaughter of Ezekiel 9, and then the loud cry of the third angel's message. I gave him quotations to explain. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 212, and Early Writings, page 85. He said that was easy. One was a troublous time and the other a time of trouble, when the seven last plagues are poured out. He really began to play upon the words. Then I told him clearly, emphatically, and boldly, "Look here, elder, we are not learned and educated, nor do we play upon words. We have a clear and symbolic code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 20. Tinked message of the church. It's the slaughter of Ezekiel 9, and the loud cry of the third angel's message. We can sustain our points from the holy word of God, and the testimonies. And we want you to know, that whether you brethren hear, or forbear, we are going to give the message to the lady." All the local men who were present looked astonished and surprised. They wondered that we two young girls were able to speak to him in the way we did. Many of them think he is sacred and holy. They regard him with great awe and reverence. By thus time had the testimonies to ministers, pages 475-476. She asked him to explain it and to convince us that Sister White was the Elijah. He took it and read it aloud all the paragraphs. He was just beginning to play upon words again when I insisted that he tell us of one scripture Sister White interpreted about the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He turned and twisted and fidgeted and finally said she has had a great light on certain scriptures. I told him that was not the point. I did not want to know whether or not she has had a great light on the scriptures. All I want to know was what he or she had brought light on the scriptures about the great and dreadful day of the Lord. There was a few present, and if any of them were honest-hearted and fair-minded, I'm sure they'd have seen the truth that night. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 21. We didn't reach home that night till nearly midnight. Trinidad. Dear Sir, I am in receipt of your esteemed favor, and the contents therein were paragraphically gone through. I was very glad when I received your letter, and I want you to add my name on your mailing list. I was one of the members of the Voice of Prophecy Bible Correspondence courses taken at Ibadan, and furthermore I have received their certificate in Bible, and they were the party who directed me to you. Yours sincerely. To walk in the light to the holy city, Nigeria. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 22. Foreign belief. Requests are continuing to come, especially from the foreign fields, for suitable clothing and shoes for our brethren. All the articles sent to Mount Carmel Center should be in a clean, orderly condition, and so worn out that it would be a waste of postage to reship the same to our brethren. The clothes and shoes should also conform with Davidian dress standards. Ship in secure well-bound boxes to the Universal Publishing House, Mount Carmel Center, Waco, Texas. Well, Om the Symbolic Code. The readers of the Symbolic Code will be pleased to see the code back in print again. In 1943, its place was taken by other publications, and now we are glad to welcome the code back. Symbolic Code, Volume 10, Number 1. Page 23.